Coming up next week is the Taste of Lakeville. It's on this coming Wednesday, which I believe is the 25th, if I looked at my calendar correctly this morning. We have one of the organizers of the events, a co-chair, Adam Amos, joining us, along with a voice that you will all recognize from KYMN Radio, escorted by Wayne Eddy. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, good morning, Jeff, and thank you for giving us the time. I don't know if you know this, Adam, but I've been doing this interview with the Rotarians for probably as long as the thing has been running. And so we're glad to have you here. Now, most chairmen want to beat last year's number. Well, you already did that. But you have to be 2 years ago because you didn't have it last year, and it's late this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for having us here today. And like you just mentioned, August 25th, 2021 is the date this year. And unfortunately, last year we had to cancel our event due to COVID. But this year we're here, and it's happening at the Arts Center in Lakeville from 5 to 9 p.m., supposed to be a great event.
And, of course, it used to be in May, and so you now have to have it in August because of COVID, and almost could get canceled, not hopefully this year, but potentially something could come out and cancel it, but you're hoping it won't. Tell us what the event is all about and what people will be there and what foods and drinks will be served.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually the city coming together, and it's a really awesome event. We'll have many different food vendors throughout the city, local and a few different chains as well. And there'll be beer, wine, other beverages, liquors. And then new this year is actually all of that will take place outside of the Arts Center on the grounds. And then new this year is actually our VIP experience, and that's limited to 150 people inside the Art Center. There'll be two executive chefs preparing food. There'll be high-end liquors, wine, a lot of fun inside that if you can get in. Be one of the 150 people.
Is there an extra charge?
Correct, yes. Yeah, tickets for that are 150. To be inside that art center for the VIP experience. And that actually gets you on the whole ground. So, I mean, if you wanted to leave the VIP experience, which I'm not sure many people will, but yeah, that gets you all around the event itself. And then general admission, if you buy tickets in advance, they're $40. At the gate will be $50.
All right. Now, I had the opportunity to do some auctioneering there when they first started. I remember we did it, started inside the former church, and then we moved it outside to a stage. Will there be an auction this year for some big hitting items?
Yeah, great question. So going back to that May date, we actually had a silent auction in May, and all of our big prizes were then. So there will still be a small, you could purchase tickets and drop them in the bucket. There will still be a few items there, but we won't have our live auction this year, unfortunately.
You had that in May. Where did you have it? Do you recall?
It was all online.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of work. A lot of work getting the items, but putting it online. That's pretty cool. Was that successful?
Yes, yeah, it was actually pretty successful, and usually it is. And again, that's a lot of people within the community donating different items, and we're just extremely grateful as Lakeville Rotarians that we have so much community support.
Well, I was once a Rotarian here in Northfield, I have to say that the dollars that are generated by your club in Lakeville for this Taste of Lakeville is absolutely unbelievable. Do you recall the numbers from the past?
Oh, it's north of 100,000.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that, because all of these funds get, you know, injected back into the local community, most of them, and then some international initiatives as well. Whether it's, you know, locally there's scholarship funds, helping with funding parks and different things within the community in Lakeville.
Adam Amos is my guest here this morning, and thank you, Jeff Johnson, for allowing this great tradition to continue to help support the folks in Lakeville, particularly the kids, with playgrounds and equipment and all of that. In the past, when I've had the opportunity to interview the chairman, we get a little bit into the past. Now, who is this guy? Now, you're co-chairman. Who's your other co-chair?
Yeah, Richard Henderson is the other co-chair.
Now, does he have experience?
Yes, he was actually a co-chair last year and then is, I guess, the chair this year.
And you're getting your first taste of Lakeville Rotarian Club?
Yeah, it's been a lot of planning, a long time coming, but we're here.
Now, you look like a young man, and what business are you in?
I'm in financial advising.
And how long have you been doing that?
3+ years now.
All right. And where did you go to school, high school?
High school, I graduated Superior, Wisconsin.
All right, and are you a Viking or Packer fan?
We'll have that talk offline.
All right, and so did you go on to college?
Yes. Yep.
And where did you go?
Graduated from University of Minnesota Duluth. Go All Bulldogs! Right.
Now you're a Wisconsinite, though.
That's correct.
Now, why did you choose to go to a Minnesota school as opposed to a school in, let's say, Superior?
Great question. Looking at schools, knowing that I wanted to get into finance, UMD had a really good finance program. It's actually funny because it's originally from just across the bridge, and my parents moved further south away from me, and I stay pretty close to Superior. They're now living in Hayward, Wisconsin. So,
What gets a guy in high school interested in finance so he chooses courses that will lead him that way?
Great question. The first course I actually took that got me interested in it was just a personal finance course, and just learning how to save money and looking into the future rather than spending all the money I earned.
Guys, we only have a few minutes left here, so I'm going to switch it back to the Taste of Lakeville for some questioning. How many vendors and how many restaurants do you have in Lakeville? And are you getting them all to participate with us?
Yeah, great question. And I just want to say a big thanks to all the vendors that are here this year. There's been a really difficult time trying to get staffing for the event, because the vendors come in and they're actually, you know, their staff's maybe getting paid by the vendor themselves, or they may be volunteering for that night. And all the food that they supply is, you know, they're not making any money off of it. So we really want to thank our vendors out there. But there's around 30 different food and beverage vendors that'll have their own tents. And then we have two large tents that have wine and liquor inside them as well.
All right. Boy, it sounds like a fun time. As far as the food that they bring, I would imagine it's going to be the restaurant's finest.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we hope for.
All right. Once again, our guest right now is Adam Amos. He is with the Taste of Lakeville, one of the co-chairs. I'm here along with Wayne Eddy. Wayne, any other comments on the Taste of Lakeville?
I'm just wondering if all of the foods are going to be finger foods.
Great question. Yes, typically they are in sample sizes, but you can go up and get as many as you'd like.
Hey, Jeff, it's fun to interview this guy because mm-hmm. he always says, great question. Makes the interviewer feel real good. Why don't you repeat when, where, what, and why?
Absolutely. So next Wednesday, August 25th, from 5 to 9 p.m. Also, I forgot to mention, you can buy tickets at tasteoflakeville.org. It's put on by the Lakeville Rotary Club and at the Arts Center in downtown Lakeville.
All right, and then tomorrow morning you'll be at your meeting, correct? You meet on Thursday mornings, don't you?
Correct, and today is Friday, so we met yesterday.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne. You said Wednesday, and I'm thinking, okay.
Retirement must be nice.
All right. Thank you very much, Adam, for coming in. And, Jeff, thank you for providing us the time here on KYMN.
You guys, thank you guys for coming in. It's much appreciated. Best of luck to you with the Taste of Lakeville.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for having us this morning.
And once again, for the Northfielders, The Border Hookups are going to be playing there as well. So a little added bonus. You can get to see your friends from here in Northfield play up there. So Taste of Lakeville is coming up Wednesday evening in Lakeville. You're listening to The One. We've got Rich standing by, local news headlines in just a moment or so, and Paula Granquist, our zany radio for the imagination, just a few minutes off. Francesca Andrig will be her guest today.